Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Fiction. Science fiction. Horror. Fantasy. Crime. LGBT. Thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery. With your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCAA 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 105.0 AM Palm Springs.
So next up, we've got another Canadian today that is into horror. And so we'll bring him right on. Ron McGilvery, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, Ron, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've written some short stories, and it looks like you've done a film, and you've got other projects coming out. How did you get into horror?
I guess probably like a lot of people, it's Scooby-Doo was was my when I was a child, you know, watching that. I remember, you know, I so desperately wanted to be part of that Scooby-Doo gang. And I'd started even back then writing little Scooby-Doo stories. And I just put myself right in there with them.
Like, do you build off of an idea? Is that kind of how you do it?
For me, the theme throughout all my stories is always what if. My mind's always working that way. I see something, what if that happened? And then I always basically place myself in it. And then most of my characters are all people that I know or I've seen or bumped in. And I basically, once I have the plot idea, the characters, I have them pictured as people that I know or have met. And those characters then just kind of take a mind of their own, and then they just kind of move the story along.
Wow. So you've been doing short stories, and do you ever plan on kind of doing a full book, or is this sort of, do you like doing a short story better?
I like doing short stories, probably because I have a short attention span. I am working on a novel as well. It's about 75,000 words in right now, but it just keeps being sort of pushed back as other projects kind of pop in. But it's horror as well, but sort of a strange horror. It's the structure's different. The characters are a bit different. There's a whole mythos behind this one, where generally my stories are, I have a what if idea and it's pretty focused. This one's a lot broader in scope, but as I mentioned, I always find the reason to sort of push it off, but I've managed to, over time, get up to 75,000 words, so.
Now, I see that you've been running some 5Ks or walking some 5Ks. Do you find that exercise helps with your creative process? I know it does for me, because I do like martial arts in between and stuff like that to get the blood flowing, but how does it work for you?
Yeah, it clears my mind. It gives me, you know, time to think as well. When I go out, it just kind of, you know, it's kind of like a reset almost. A lot of my the exercising and stuff came because I unfortunately had a few health issues, so it was kind of forced on me. But you know, after a while, it's gotten to a point where you almost get addicted to it, and now I feel guilty if I don't do my workouts.
What do you want people to get out of your stories when you read them, or films? Like, you've got a little film and you're doing some more. What do you want people to take away from it?
For me, it's just to be entertained, to for whatever length it is, just to escape and enjoy the story. I don't have, really deep themes. There's not a lot of depth to me. it's purely for entertainment purposes. It's, just to get away from real life, to get away from COVID. Hopefully they, enjoy the story.
You've stated that writing horror is somewhat like stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I guess you're talking about the structure. How so?
It's the same setup. You know, you have the setup. It could be, for the in a joke, there's the setup and then there's a punchline. With horror, it's the same thing. It's, there's the setup and then the punchline, except there's a good chance that punchline's going to kill you.
Now, you had a film shown on, was it the Shocklines
The film festival? Yeah, it was at the World Horror Convention as well.
That's great. Did you used to hang out at the old Shocklines Horror Message Board?
Yeah.
I did too.
I was there a lot, and I participated and I was writing. I was actually getting a lot of traction until about 2007, and just about when the film came out, and I was starting to, get my name out there. And then the 2008 economic crash hit. So it was a bit of a setback. It kind of hurt the production company, get money for future films. There was, with the economy, where I worked, a bunch of us lost our jobs. So it was a real setback at the time.
Do you think online networking for writers is better now or worse since message boards have kind of, like shock lines, have given way to social media?
That's a good question. You know, just starting out again, I found with the message boards, it was a lot more concentrated, you know, with among horror people. So it was a lot more focused. So where with Facebook or Twitter, I found it's a lot broader base, which I guess is good in a sense because you can attract other people. But I can't count how many people have offered me great financial opportunities through Bitcoin or be it being a prince of Nigeria. lots of women who seem to just want me desperately to join their see all the videos that they post on their private things. I was overwhelmed with how popular I'd become until, of course, the virus has wiped out my computer and I had to get another one. Now I don't really follow them anymore. But to answer your question, it's I guess it depends what you want. I mean, the Facebook is so vast now, and I find interacting, you know, you can message other authors, you know, follow what they're doing, you know, see what they're doing, where if it wasn't for sort of the extra noise in the background, I think it's the new stuff's really good. As I said, it's all new to me, but the old message boards, you know, if you just wanted to do horror, it was, you know, you knew where to go, and it was strictly that. There was no sort of noise in the background about anything else. But I enjoy it.
Definitely. I think you could kind of pinpoint more on the old message boards.
Yeah.
Would you encourage, especially new writers, to
Yeah, I'd say network. I mean, if I was going to talk to anyone, I mean, I'd say, you know, engage with as many people as you can. Find out, you know, what they're doing. You'll follow along. Gives you opportunity. You can, you know, pick up stuff you would never have read before. Not just with the Facebook, but I find through Facebook, they post a lot of podcasts such as this one, interviews they do, different things on YouTube. The interviews that people do, I mean, I've listened to several of the ones here on House of Mystery, and you can learn so much, where back in the day, reading a forum was pretty limited. But, you know, with YouTube and podcasts, I mean, you can sit down, listen to an hour, and learn like a master class on different topics.
Absolutely.
What's good horror for you? What do you consider really good horror?
For me, I'm always looking for something original, something that catches my eye. I pretty well will read anything, most genres, but I tend to, I guess, go more towards stories maybe that are like Twilight Zone-ish, maybe. I like it's more about the story than me. I mean, I can be more forgiving even with you know, with a lot of newer writers that are out with the, you know, there's some typos or whatever. I can forgive all that if the story is really good and it moves along. I like a story that just can, you know, take me away kind of thing. I don't want to, I call it a yawn yarn, where it just kind of goes on and goes nowhere.
So King Kong versus Godzilla. Have you seen the new one? Do you like it or not?
I was actually going to watch it this weekend, and I went on to Rogers to look at it, and they were offering it at the great deal of like $26.99. And I said, well, I guess I'll wait till it comes out on Netflix.
Yeah. Well, would it be worth it, Dave?
No.
he's one of those.
But your mileage may vary.
He's one of those that bought it. So, you know, it's kind of, so it's not that good, really, hey?
No. No, I didn't like it very much. I thought that there just wasn't enough story.
Oh, really?
But some people just love, you know, just watching two huge monsters just battle it out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I think I posted something a while back on my Facebook page where I watched one of the old Godzillas as well as a King Kong movie, a double feature that night to prep for this kind of movie. And maybe if it had been like Zack Snyder's, 4.5 hour King Kong versus Godzilla, maybe I would have sprung for the $20-some. But yeah, I looked at it, it was like, I think under 2 hours. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to spend that money for it.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, and so story's more important to you than the gore itself, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind, you know, slasher stuff and splatterpunk, but yeah, I'm not, even with my stories, I mean, there's gore and stuff, but it's not really prevalent. It's mostly about the sort of the tension build. I mean, stuff happens throughout. I'm a lot sort of action oriented, where stuff's going on. A lot of my stories have a lot of dialogue between characters as well, probably from my script writing background. But yeah, it's, I have no problem with gore. It's just, that's not why I read it. I mean, I've been following horror for so long now that it doesn't really impress me. Like gore, I've seen it, I've done it all. It's even like horror, I find it more for, it's the thrill now. It's not like anything is going to scare me. My wife always mentions to me where, you know, she'll try to come up, I'll be doing the dishes and have my music on, and she'll try to come up and like grab your shoulder, scare you. And I don't, she goes, why don't you ever jump? And I said, no, I don't know. I said, it takes more than that to scare me. I said, I've seen it all. So, but it's, if the story's like a thrilling story and it just, it's moving along at a good pace and you're going, like Alfred Hitchcock, you know, he said, you know, if you put a bomb under a table and you let the viewer see it, and but the two people who sit down at the table don't know it's there, but the audience, you're just sweating it, going, is one of them going to get up? Is, you know, are they going to blow up? It's that really intrigues me the most, more so than the bomb blowing up and watching their heads splatter against the wall, which is all fun, of course.
Yeah, of course. And you'd be careful with the wife. Next time she might come up with a knife.
Yeah, try to outdo herself. Yeah.
How's this?
This is funny.
This will make you jump. Boy, that's terrible. Now, okay, so you have a website, right? Maybe give out your website and all that so people that want to look you up and find out more about you can find you.
Sure. It's Ronald McGilvery, my name, .com. And it's the same on Facebook or Twitter.
Great. We're going to have that up on our website as well. So does the COVID affect what your production and what you're doing now, or is it kind of okay?
It's okay right now because we actually got most of our scouting done and everything beforehand. And the director and I sort of hashed stuff out. Now it's, a lot of it, everything we can do over Zoom. Now, of course, shooting, it's a whole different ball game. So, but we were aiming for, you know, the end of April, beginning of May. So unless something else really terrible happens, then, it should go as planned, but these days you can never quite tell. But Zoom is very handy doing the script readings and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, our guest has been Ronald McGilvery. Thank you for being here, Ron.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks. Have a great night.
To find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.